From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Brazil arrested 10 people Thursday on suspicion of belonging to a group supporting the Islamic State and of preparing acts of terrorism during next month's Olympics in Rio de Janeiro, according to the Justice Minister. The loosely group organized were all Brazilian citizens and were in contact via internet messaging groups such as WhatsApp and Telegram. However, the Justice Minister said they did not know each other personally. He added that the group did not have direct contact with IS, though some of its members had made pro forma declarations of allegiance. Amnesty International Thursday criticized the Turkish government for a broad crackdown on people accused of participating in or supported last week's failed military coup. Andrew Gardner is a researcher in the Human Rights Istanbul's office and said the rights of detainees were being violated and many of them were not questioned on their links to the coup, but solely about their political affiliations.
Well, unfortunately, the information we're getting is incredibly disturbing. It paints a picture of the rights of detainees being violated in a whole range of different areas, from people being held in unofficial places of detention to people not having access to family members and to lawyers, to serious allegations of ill treatment in places of detention.
Turkish lawmakers convened Thursday to endorse sweeping new powers for President Recep Tayyip Erdogan that would allow him to expand a crackdown under a request for a 3-month state of emergency. This is VOA News.